today is lending up or is lending down? Hello again, it's Martin North from Digital Finance Analytics, World's Latest Post, covering finance and prop news with a distinctively Australian flavour. The ABS released their flow data for lending to households and businesses to June 2019 yesterday, and frankly, the data is a bit of a mess. And it's interesting how the commentators have chosen to cherry-pick what essentially are not very good results, and they're trying to build a case that suddenly everything is gaining momentum. The ABS said that in seasonally adjusted terms, lending commitments to households rose 1.3% in June, following a 1.6% fall in May. The rise in lending to households was driven by owner-occupied dwellings, excluding refinancing, up 2.4%, and personal finance, excluding refinancing, up 4.9%. But in trend terms, lending commitments for owner-occupied dwellings, excluding refinancing, fell 0.1%, and investment dwellings, excluding refinance, fell 0.9% in June 2019. There were rises in the number of new lending commitments to owner-occupied first-time buyers, up 2.1%, and owner-occupied non-first buyers, up 0.4% in seasonally adjusted terms. And the number of first-time buyers fell 4.6% on June 2018. Personal finance, excluding refinancing, rose 4.9% in seasonally adjusted terms in June, but is down 10.9% from June 2018. And lending to households for refinancing fell 2.1% in seasonally adjusted terms, following a 0.2% rise in May 2019. And in trend terms, the value of lending commitments to businesses rose 1.1% in June and is up 8.2% from June 2018. Now, here's the thing. The ABS publishes original data and then overlays both seasonally adjusted and trend data sets. The seasonally adjusted set tries to take account of the fact that there is some lumpiness over the year, and so they look back over recent years and read across into the current cycle. But the problem I have with seasonally adjusted information at the moment is that the market is not behaving normally. And my own view is that the seasonally adjusted numbers should be completely ignored, because what happened over the last 2 or 3 or 4 years, month on month, is completely irrelevant to what's currently happening. So I prefer to look at the trend data rather than the seasonally adjusted series. But it's interesting that most commentators go to the seasonally adjusted set. Now, if we do look at the trend data series, then the next question is how best to make an examination of what's going on. Well, my own view is that what we should be doing is looking on a rolling 12-month basis, because this will tell us more about the true trajectory. So what I'm going to do now is to go through that 12-month rolling series, because you can then really see what is going on. So to start with, we're going to look at the 12-month trend new credit flows to June 2019 by major category. And the first is to look at owner-occupied lending, which is down 14% over the last 12 months. And you can see that there is a very slight uptick, but it is really very, very marginal at the moment. Investment lending is down 23.1%, but it's worth highlighting that since March and April, we've started to see it move into slightly less negative territory, so still down, but not quite as far down. And personal finance is down 12.3% over the last 12 months. But since March and April, we've started to see the falls a little less severe. And overall lending to households is down 15.8% over the last 12 months. And as expected, slightly less negative than previously now, but still relatively negative overall. And lending to business is running at around 8% annualized. And you can see that there are a few movements up and down, and we seem to be on a slightly easing slope at the moment, but still in positive territory. And you can see there that total credit flows from all categories are still in negative territory on an annualized 12-month basis. So any improvement is frankly very hard to see. Now, we can also look in more detail at the 12-month trend new property lending flows to June 2019, which is the next level down in detail. And the first thing to look at is owner outcry construction, and we can see that that's actually sliding away on an annualized basis, still well below zero. We can also see that the owner-occupied purchase of new properties, which was in deeply negative territory, down 30% annualized, is moving up slightly, but is only around 28% down on the 12-month basis. And you can also see that owner-occupied established purchases are sitting around 17 or 18% down on an annualized basis and just slightly higher now, but still strongly in negative territory. Owner-occupied refinancing is actually moving down. It's 10% lower than it was a year ago, which I found quite surprising because my expectation would have been that given the rate cuts, there would be a much stronger move to refinance mortgages into existing new cheaper loans. And so overall, owner-occupied lending is down 14.1% over the last 12 months on an annualized basis and is just a little less weak than previously, but hardly really anything to talk about. And now let's turn to the investment sector, where there's been a considerable turnaround. Back in 2016-17, there was a 30% rolling average, and now we're down to minus 30%. And there's a very slight upward inflection, but still in deeply negative territory on an annualized 12-month basis. On the other hand, investment refinancing is a little stronger and in fact has been rising quite strongly since April and May. And this is not too surprising because property investors are anxious to try and save money on their mortgages. And so there is a strong drive to refinance to cheaper loans. And put all that together, all investment categories are down on an annualized basis 23.1%, and therefore is still in strongly negative territory, just not quite so severe as in January and February. But as yet, no real strong recovery to be seen. And it's also just worth noting that all lending excluding refinancing is sitting down minus 20%. In other words, there is very little new lending going on. Some of the activity, of course, is in the refinance sector, as we've discussed. And the final point to make is that all property finance, that includes investment and owner-occupied, is down 16.6% on an annualized basis. So I think from this we can conclude that, yeah, there might be some very early signs of a little less severe decline, but there is very little here to really suggest that the market, from a lending perspective, is really going to bounce back anytime soon. Now, that may change, but that is what the data tells me. Now, there's another angle here too, because some of the analysts produce their own charts. And I wanted just to discuss three charts before I finalize this post. So this is some of the analysis that Westpac has put out quite recently. And the first thing to show here is that on their segmentation, the momentum from foreign buyers continues to ebb away. It's down 83%. The investment sector is down 48%. First-time buyers are down 12.5%. And upgraders are down 21%, and these are all from peak to the latest numbers. So there is very little here to suggest much of a recovery, other than some upgraders seem to be a little more active. And we're seeing that in our own data, with the uptraders becoming more interested to buy in to the property sector, seeing as prices have dropped 15 or 20% in some areas. but that alone will not be sufficient to support the market. Foreign buyers and investors are still sitting on the sidelines. Their second perspective is housing finance by state, and we're looking here at the total value. And you can see there that there is a significant slide in New South Wales, down 20%, Victoria down 18%, and Queensland down 90% over the year, and this is excluding refinance. And in Western Australia, it's down 12%. In South Australia, it's down 4%. And in Tasmania, it's down 3% over the last year. So again, very little evidence to suggest that anything is really buoyant at the moment. And they also give us some information about the construction-related finance approvals as well. And here you can see that both the purchase of newly built dwellings and the construction of new dwellings, which of course includes purchase of off-the-plan units, are continuing to slide. And in summary, new finance approvals show that the year to June for investment finance is down 17.6%, and for owner-occupied borrowing, it's down 13.6%. So there is really very little evidence of any significant rebound at the moment. So what can we conclude from this? Well, firstly, the data is definitely showing that the decline is easing. And in a few categories, it might be turning up just a little, but still is in negative territory. There is really nothing here to support the hypothesis that housing lending is going to take off anytime soon. And indeed, I think it's part of the broader issues relating to the economic momentum in Australia, which is continuing to ease. And yet, if you read some of the comments in the press, you would have thought that things have turned around magically and mortgage lending is booming once again. So I guess it's another case of don't let data get in the way of a good story. I'm Martin North from Digital Finance Analytics. Many thanks for watching, and I'll see you again next time.